Coaches, I wanted to take a quick minute before we jump into today's episode to remind you about the power of our Green Team Framework. Now, if you're a coach who's been with us for many years, you know how powerful the Green Team is. And for all those that are new, you need to take advantage of it starting today. In fact, we guarantee that within 30 days, you will have more committed, consistent, and competitive athletes in your program once you implement the 7 parts of the Green Team Framework. It's a leadership framework that, as one of our coaches in St. Louis said, is like leadership cheat code. It's as if we figured out all the right buttons to push to get your players to level up. So, coach, if you haven't gotten started with Lead 'Em Up, get involved today and start taking advantage of the leadership framework, the Green Team Framework that will transform your program. And if you're already in Lead 'Em Up, you know the power of the Green Team. We just want to encourage you, keep building your Green Team. Keep going deeper. Keep reaping the benefits. Hey, listen, make sure you're building your Green Team. But in the meantime, enjoy today's episode. You're listening to the Lead 'Em Up podcast, powered by Chick-fil-A. Thank you for hanging with us. I'm Adam alongside Kyle. And Kyle, today we are kickstarting our coach talk series as we're going to be examining popular phrases that coaches often share in practice, in team meetings, in discussions with their players, statements that have been around for years. Our guess is that you have been guilty of saying all of these, if not all, most of these statements. And we say it because on the surface, they feel really good. And on the surface, they seem to make sense and they seem appropriate. But I don't know if we've ever taken the time more often than not to examine them, to actually evaluate, is this statement, does it, one, make sense? Two, does it actually land well with the audience, with our athletes? Does it actually, could it be enhanced? Could it be tweaked? Does it need more? Is it empty? Is it void? Is it just kind of just words? And for us, I mean, words matter. Our words matter. And I think why it matters even more so is attention is limited. So we have to be very intentional with the words we say because the attention spans of those we're speaking to aren't around forever. They're limited in their supply. So if they're limited, then I need to make sure the words I'm saying, I am maximizing the communication because I don't know if they're even paying attention or how long they're going to pay attention. I can't waste my time. So we're going to evaluate these statements. I think you're going to enjoy it. I think it'll cause you to reflect and really wrestle with the reality. In fact, I'm going to tell you, if you don't like changing and growing as a coach, don't listen to this series. Because after you hear some of the breakdowns and us evaluating it, you may find, oh, crap, I got to change how I say this now. I've always said it this way. I've always said that statement. And now you're going to look at that statement so differently that it may cause you to change it. And if you don't like change, you probably won't like this episode or this series. But if you like growing, if you like getting better, if you like getting closer to winning, you're going to love this series. I'm going to encourage you to share it with a fellow coach or certainly use it for conversation with your staff. But Kyle, we're digging into coach talking today. It is the popular phrase and statement, we need leaders to step up. We need leaders to step up. Kyle, you coached for many years. Did you ever say it?
Probably, yeah. I'm guilty of it. But when you say that, I mean, I'm sure there's probably a few other coaches that are having like these flashbacks or a light bulb moment. And obviously, I won't share names or time or place, but I vividly recall early in my coaching career being a young assistant coach. And our team was getting shelled at halftime. I mean, we're talking like 35-0. Going up against a team we really had no business on the field with. And the coach was irate. And I remember standing, like being behind, I think this might've been like my first, maybe my second year, and just kind of laying into the kids at halftime, like, we need some leaders to step up. And I'm thinking in my head, like, what does that mean for these kids? Like, the kids are all just, their heads are down. They're down 35 to nothing. There's no chance they're coming back. I mean, this is just physically not a good matchup. But like that statement, then I reflect like maybe at times that I used it. And you said earlier about intentionality is really questioning, like, why is that statement used or why did I say it? And I think part of it is not realizing that you're deflecting the ownership away from you as a coach and putting it back on the players in a way, at least in some instances of like, we need some leaders to step up. In that instance, the way he was saying, it was more like, I don't know what else to do. You all got to step up. Like, we're down. It's on you guys. And the kids are probably thinking like, what do we run? What do we do? How do we stop them? Like, you know, so it's a very complicated saying and a phrase when you actually break it down, because in a way it's transferring the ownership to the athletes, but with them actually not knowing what to do with it. And almost kind of like, I don't want to take full responsibility for what's happening on the field at that time, if that makes sense. Yeah.
It does. I hadn't really actually thought about it. And I'm actually wrestling with that internally as you share that, because I can see that to some degree, and maybe in some degree that does happen at times where a coach sits back and just says, y'all need to step up. And it's really them not saying it, but in their own mind, because I don't know what else to do.
Yeah.
But I think in the large part, and that may happen in a percentage of cases of where that statement is derived from, I would say in addition to that, it's really this fueling from a desire of wanting to build this player-led team. But just like, we're not going to
get there. Other side, for sure.
We're not going to get wherever we want to go if it is only me. It needs to be you all stepping up to lead. So we throw out this statement all the time of leaders needing to step up. But it's been very interesting. We spent time anecdotally observing, but also collecting some data points in the sense of getting feedback, having this conversation, surveying different teams. And do you know the large majority of players that when they hear the statement, we need leaders to step up, have verbally admitted and shared directly that when they hear that, they actually do not know what to do after they hear it.
Like, yeah, I believe that.
Physically, they do not know what exactly is being asked of them. They don't know specifically what their marching orders should be. They don't know exactly what the next task or objective should be. It is a statement that is made with incredible vagueness, with no specificity, right, of specifics of what to do from it. And it actually creates a paralyzing mental effect in the players where they actually now have this tension. They want to honor you as a coach and step up for you, but they actually do not know how to or what to do. In fact, I was just in a training this past week with 88 of the top lacrosse players in the country. We work together with the Committed Combine. And just spending an entire day with those 88 players, I get 2 hours with all those players. And it's a fantastic day. And these folks they're leaders on their team, especially from a talent standpoint. You can't attend the Committed Combine unless you've already committed to a D1 college to play lacrosse. So these are high schoolers already with offers, already commitments. So you have to imagine in all of their communities, they are probably the best players on their team. Both club, sure, and high school. So they're leaders in that regard. Sat down, had this discussion, and opened up that conversation of leaders needing to step up. Went around the room, and about 90% of the athletes admitted, said, when my coach says that, and 100% of them have all heard it. That was the first question. Have you ever heard this statement? And then I told them to be honest and write down what they believe is the immediate action step they should do when they hear that statement, or to openly admit with no judgment that they're left relatively unsure and unclear. 90% essentially said they don't quite know what to do when they hear that statement. So why do we keep saying a statement that 90% of our players don't know what to do after we say the statement?
Hey, this is Ashley from Chick-fil-A, and this is today's leadership nugget. Looking to grow and develop in your own leadership abilities? I think emotional intelligence is the number one characteristic a 21st century leader must embody. Two key traits of emotional intelligence are self-awareness and empathy. For us to have a positive impact and inspire motivation in our team members, this requires that we are able to discern what's happening internally with ourselves, along with the people around us. To lead a team to a more effective workplace, we must know each other's styles and preferences to work as a team to find common ground in all we do. Leaders who embody high emotional intelligence can 1. Communicate their vision more effectively. 2. Improve their persuasion and inspirational speaking abilities. And 3. Ensure appropriate responses to stressful and sometimes confusing situations at work. Regardless of the many theories out there about what makes a good leader, it doesn't happen overnight. Remember, leadership is a journey. If you're looking to be a better, more effective leader, or if you're working on personal growth, discerning your emotional intelligence is a great place to start. Now, let's jump back into the episode.
Right, so why do we keep doing it? And but here's the consequence of doing it without kind of going through the process of what we're about to get to about how to actually enhance that statement. That statement is now a door opener to future frustrations for you as a coach, because you're putting out an action request, but giving no direction on the action, and then frustrated when there's inaction from it. Make it make sense. You're not frustrated that no one steps up to lead, but you're putting out an action statement with no direction on the action, and then frustrated when you have inaction. This is on us as coaches. We have to be better. We actually have to say we need leaders to step up. And this is specifically what I'm looking for you to do.
Yeah. I love how you phrase that. With the remark that it becomes a paralyzing statement, because again, I can just picture the looks on kids' faces where they're gassed, they're out of breath, they're giving it their all, and they're working as hard as they possibly can. And in their minds, they're already maybe thinking that they're stepping up and that they're doing what needs to be done. And then they hear something like that, and it can be off setting a little bit. So I can completely see that from the players' perspectives. And then again, definitely have lived the frustration as a coach of like, well, why isn't this area getting better? Why isn't it improving?
I mean, and you sit there and it's like, okay, I mean, let's be practical with it. I'm an 18-year-old, 17-year-old, 19-year-old, 16-year-old, whatever the case may be. You tell me I need to step up. Let's get real. All right, in my head, what am I thinking as the athlete? Like practically, Kyle, you know, am I sitting here thinking like, okay, coach wants me to step up. So what do I have to like, should I rally everyone in the group right now and like huddle them all up? Right. But am I the one to do that? Or is like, cause he told us all to step up. So like, who does that? Right. And is that actually what we need right now? That's not actually my personality. Should I do that? Is that going to be disingenuous? That's weird. Right. Am I supposed to host an event tonight? What am I supposed to start a text chat? Right? Like, am I supposed to just start, you know, calling everyone every morning? Am I, you know, like, what am I supposed to do?
Well, we've talked about this several times before on the podcast, but what do most kids think of when they think of like those leadership moments? They think of those mic'd up moments. And then so they'll maybe start to try to mimic what they see professionals or maybe top tier collegiate athletes do, but it's out of context. It doesn't work in that setting. They haven't put in the work. Or I can picture, like, again, just relating to like football, for instance, a kid hears that, now they think maybe stepping up means calling out their teammates, but they do it in a way that's not going to be received very well. It's more or less putting someone on the spot rather than like inspiring them to be better.
Exactly. So you want me, you just want me to go around the room, start calling everybody out right now?
Yeah.
Is that what you want me to do to step up? Okay.
Can you throw a water bottle?
Let's see how that plays out. But then also, let's remember, most young people, whenever you get they get asked to describe their leadership style, they always say, I lead by example. That's their go-to. It's their default. I'm a lead by example type. So then at that point, it's, well, I need you to step up. Well, in their mind, they just always think lead by example. That's like where most of their mind lives. So then they think, okay, I just need to be better. But that doesn't satisfy the thirst of the coach, because the coach is viewing something different. Mm-hmm. They're maybe looking for more accountability or more communication or more verbal, right? Or, you know, more call. I don't know what it happens to be. The coach doesn't even know what it is, because they're not even given any instruction. They're just simply generalized and saying, please step up. So if I'm a lead by example type, and that's been my general style up until this point, you saying me to step up, I guess I just got to be better. But then you still get frustrated with me because I'm not doing the things you want me to do, but you never told me the things you want me to do. You kept it in your head. You never verbalized it. So it creates this really, really dynamic of inaction. And in large part, it's because we haven't thoroughly communicated. Feel how different this would be. Listen, we're at a position in our season where we desperately need to begin to see leaders to step up. And I need to see you all step up in your leadership. And here's what it looks like, because here's where it's falling short. We're having people show up late to practice and nobody addresses it. We're having moments in practice where we're very quiet. There's no communication. And I hear nobody speaking up and starting to talk, and no one trying to be the individual to get people to talk. Right? After practice, I'm noticing that we're not even connected as a team. We all just kind of go our separate ways. But I haven't seen anyone recently be that individual that starts trying to bring us together, starts trying to, you know, create greater connections within our group and do things after hours or in practice, right? I'm not seeing or hearing the level of encouragement in practice that I need to hear, right? No one's celebrating each other. It doesn't seem like we're happy for each other after we celebrate, right? I remember a clip Bill Belichick shared back in the day of a Monday night football game where one of his players scored a touchdown.
Yeah, I remember this. I know what you're
remember
talking
that?
About.
One of his players scores a touchdown and really nobody goes to celebrate them. Yeah. Like they all kind of just like go back to the sideline, right? And there's like one or two people maybe high-five him, but nothing. But then he shows another clip of a previous team of his where like someone goes and scores and like the whole team just goes over and celebrates. And he basically says, listen, gentlemen, winning is hard. It is hard to do. And it's going to require us to operate at a high level with our energy, with our enthusiasm and our passion. And when you watch this clip and not a single person goes over to celebrate that score, are you think we're showing up with the level of enthusiasm, energy, and passion that it's going to take, especially when you look at it against this clip over here? It is hard to win, and we are not good enough to win without the energy, passion, and enthusiasm needed. Take that statement right there. Connect it to leaders needing to step up. That is an example of a specific action item. When your teammates do something worthy of celebrating, I need you all to step up and begin celebrating them at a high level. I need to see people running over to them, celebrating them. I want to hear noise on the sideline. I want to hear and feel that energy and enthusiasm. I need y'all to step up and start doing that. I'm a player. Got it, coach. I can do that for you. Right. You will hear me be louder on the sideline. When someone makes a big play, you're going to hear me, see me. I'm going to run over to them. I'm going to high five them. You're going to see me step up, because you now have made it very clear for me. The action and direction has been laid out very clear for me. I can do that for you. We have to get to that place. And that's the first step, Kyle, is that we have to evaluate, are we even giving clear direction in conjunction to our request? And when we do that, we will see greater action. But then the leaders need to step up. We also, when we talk about this on many of our episodes, because one of our core teaching concepts, we also have to evaluate the other side of the equation and say, is the reason my players aren't stepping up as leaders, is it because of them and their leadership? Or is this, frankly, a followership issue? I mean, let's be honest.
Right.
You know, are we asking players to step up who, frankly, have tried, who've attempted over the months and weeks leading up to that, who've actually given their all, but frankly have become so discouraged and burned out by their peers due to their lack of followership that eventually the reason they're not stepping up greater is not because they don't want to. It's because every time I try, I'm met with such resistance from my peers. So when you keep yelling at me to step up, I want to yell back and say, are you kidding me? I've been trying for 3 months. Coach, you can't even get their attention and you have their authority. And you keep asking me, their peer, to deal with them and all their challenges and pushing back and defensiveness and unapproachability and uncoachable and their ego and all their issues. I'm trying, coach. I can't, just like you can't either, coach. Stop asking me to step up. Why don't we start addressing other issues of followership? Because everyone on this team is so challenging to stink and lead here. This is not a leadership needs to step up issue. Why don't you figure out the right problem and start addressing the right problem? Because you're attacking the wrong thing.
Yeah, man. Two very powerful things right there. Going back just a little bit, it reminds me of, like, we have such intentionality as coaches when we implement our schemes, our philosophies. We don't go out and tell the players, hey, we're going to run this particular press in basketball. I want us to have a suffocating man-to-man press, and that's what we're going to do. Go out and do it. We wouldn't do that without teaching how to run that man-to-man pressure defense. So we can't do the same thing when it comes to leadership and say, I need you to be great leaders. I need you to step up without giving the action plan. And you had some great examples there where, one, film is a great tool to use because it's a visual. And then the specifics, the measurables that they can do is very key. It doesn't have to be like groundbreaking, earth-shattering things, but it's some simple things. Hey, we don't even have people that nine clap at the beginning of practice anymore. We don't have any energy there. We don't have people that are celebrating each other anymore, like specific things like that. And then again, you hit the nail on the head with the environment and followership of attacking the wrong problem. Like, is this even an environment where we can come up and say something? Maybe this is another saying. This is more so maybe in the professional world, but my door is always open. But that doesn't matter if no one wants to come in because they don't feel like they can say anything or they can step up and lead. So the same thing there, you know, for the players in their atmosphere, if they tried, but every time the teammates are resistant, there's apathy, makes it very, very difficult to step up and lead when you don't feel comfortable to do that.
That's a great call. I love the idea that, like, when you use the, like, implementing an offense and we just don't say it and then hope they can just figure it out. Like, we actually give them the plan and we take them through it and
we
coach
drill
them
it
up
every day.
I mean, like, think about this. Let's take basketball, for example. We need more open shots. We need more open shots. Okay.
We need more offensive rebounds.
We need more open shots. Okay. Figure it out. Okay. You know what I mean? It's like, no, you'll actually put an offense in place. You'll actually put a strategy in place to help us get more open shots. Okay. Yeah. Right. The reality is, like, so it's like, oh my gosh, like, you've got to put it in. Here's the statement. It actually needs to land in a place where it's the following. We need leaders to step up. And this is what stepping up looks like, followed by what it is.
Yeah.
Coach, you, this point forward, we need leaders to step up. And this is specifically what stepping up looks like. And then share what it is. right. Hey, we're going to be continuing our Coach Talk series. We need leaders to step up is step number one, right? But we've got a handful of phrases that we're going to be unpacking and examining, giving great alternatives to enhance your coaching, right? Share this with other coaches. We would love for you to just spread the word and help, you know, get more people connected and lead them up. If you're finding value in it, please do that. We would absolutely appreciate that. Until next time, I am Adam. He is Kyle. On behalf of the entire Lead Them Up team, we are out.